when I was a young boy, I played baseball across the street at Lincoln Park, and my brother and I would come by this place and just comment about the fact that it would make a great addition to the park, great place for us to, at the time, we were thinking about outdoor basketball and just some running track, running facility, but we didn't. That never happened. And so several years ago, you know, the ownership of the mall, the owners decided that they wanted to try to move that. So actually the city, in partnership with Columbus Regional Health and the Heritage Fund, Community Foundation of Bartholomew County, put together the money to buy it.
Completion, you were saying, early next year?
Yeah, it'll come along in phases. You know, we expect the first phase will be the Columbus Regional Health facilities. They're going to move their many of the practices that they own, the old pediatricians, the internists, the OBGYN, the family practice, will be moved in there along with some of their diagnostic activities. They'll have occupational therapy, physical therapy in there. They'll have a small pharmacy that will be able to dispense commonly prescribed medicines. And so that should come online in phases, really through April of next year. I anticipate having a grand opening for them, you know, sometime probably the first quarter of next year, early in the first quarter. That'll be one phase, you know, that will open up. We'll have a second phase, which would be the field house, which we talked about earlier, about 150,000 square feet under roof, 75 foot tall at the apex in the center there. It's going to be big. So we'll have 100,000 of the 150 will be the soccer field, artificial turf. The other 50,000 will be a hard court. And so we'll have room again for collegiate basketball, high school basketball, and enough pickleball and volleyball to go around. You know, so we're excited about that. Then the third phase will be the Parks Department. We'll move up here, not only with their own facilities, but with some community meeting rooms, a fitness center, teaching kitchen, various you know, amenities that will be provided, all with a focus on health, wellness, and recreation. And then the fourth grand opening will be the exterior. You know, we anticipate having to do a little bit of work with the parking lot. We're going to put in a green space or a small park on the south side of this facility between the main entrance and 25th Street, just to, you know, make people, give it a little bit of a bridge to Lincoln Park to the south of us and help people understand that, yeah, this really is a park.
You're going to come back and use it as a resident?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know if I'll be here every day, but yeah, I do anticipate being here often.
What kind of plans do you have set for January 1st?
Well, in January, you should ask my wife. I mean, ask Pam what we're going to be doing. Seriously, we'll just, number one, retire. You know, I had contemplated retirement 8 years ago, and I kind of got talked into doing this, and it's been a good run. I've enjoyed this. It's been very worthwhile. But we're going to retire this time, make it stick. I've got two grandchildren that my wife and I did not have 8 years ago, so we're going to spend some time with them. They don't live here. They live down in Texas, so there's a little bit of coordination required to go see them. A little bit of commitment in terms of time, but we're going to do that, travel a little bit. We enjoy just getting around the country and maybe do something overseas or take a cruise. I mean, it's all free form, right, you know, to be determined. But we're just kind of excited about being relaxed.
Yeah. What did you learn the most from the Columbus residents from being mayor?
Well, I think a lot of it's got to do with how much they care and sort of realize that Columbus can at times be a really special place, be really, you know, kind of a neat place to raise your family, to just to spend your time. I mean, we have a great set of amenities here locally. People tend to take care of the place. So yeah, that's been fun to work with.